Matt Rupert owns an Italian restaurant called Noni's in the area and says tax credits could mean new workers.
Since details of the initiative were rolled out, I've been trying to figure out where I could have more employees on staff.
Businesses located within opportunity zones can get $3,500 for every new worker hired. Duria Faruqi, the city's chief operating officer, says the Auburn Avenue district is on the cusp of a major turnaround. She says the tax credits and the coming Atlanta streetcar add to the momentum.
It really becomes a corridor that is not just going to see a resurgence in economic development, but it will be one that is anchored in small and medium-sized business activity.
10 other areas in Atlanta are currently designated opportunity zones, including Midtown and downtown Atlanta. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.